You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Well, it's 27 minutes to 9. Let's welcome once again our beloved listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Sidi SFM, and our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is the iddat for ladies mentioned in the Noble Quran, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When people ask these kind questions, we have to rephrase it. We say, La ilaha illallah. Truly, there's none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. So that is Quran Sharif. And we believe in Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And remember, without any doubt and skepticism, He is the only one worthy of worship. And Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we say, He, the Master Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was, is, will always be the last Prophet and Messenger of Almighty Allah. So if you say, where is it in the Quran? So it means you're undermining the Sunnah, the Ahadith Mubarakah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then I can ask you that where in the Quran is it mentioned that Maghrib Salat must be read 3 rakats, Zuhur, Asr, Isha 4 rakats, Fajr 2? Where in the Quran? So one day I told one person, he got so upset with me, that he said, where is it in the Quran? Where is it in the Quran? So I said, brother, you circumcised. Where is circumcision in the Quran? So if that is your attitude, tomorrow you better go to the doctor and get de-circumcised. Dance all the proper dance. So you must remember that he got mad and he went away. So that you must never do. But nevertheless, I give you the answer from the Quran Sharif. Iddat for you Muslims, non-Muslims who don't understand the term, iddat means to count. Remember that. So when the husband divorces his wife, 1, 2, or 3 divorces, or the husband passes away, then the wife has to sit and observe the iddah. So why in Islam is it such? So that we maintain and preserve the sanctity of marriage. It is not buying a car or a cell phone or a computer. Same day I can sell it to somebody. Same day I can trade it in and so forth. No, we must maintain and retain the sanctity of marriage. The girl, the lady who's getting married, she needed permission, consent from her father, paternal grandfather, her uncle, paternal uncle, her brother. So that is to show the importance of it. She needs a guardian. La nikaha illa bi waliin in Tirmidhi Abu Dawood. Then there must be 2 male witnesses. Then remember, wa akhadna minkum mithaqan ghaliza. She is taking a solemn pledge with from you that you will treat her well and so forth. So to maintain that, and therefore this institution of nikah will carry on in the year after. The difference in this world, Mona Arafat, myself, somebody else performed the nikah. They, Almighty Allah, will perform and solemnize the nikah himself. Surah 44 verse 54, wazawajnahum bihurin in. So when the husband divorces his wife, Surah 2 chapter 2 verse 228, wal mutallaqatu yatarabbasna bi anfusihinna thalathata quru. So she must wait after the divorce for 3 quru. The Hanafi ulama and scholars and jurors and the Hanbali scholars say it is 3 menses after the divorce. When the 3rd menses ends, then the iddat will expire. The Malikis and the Shafi'is say 3 periods of cleanliness. So that is what is meant. And that is chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 228. And husband passes away, then you must count 130 days from time of death. وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجَ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَأَشْرَى. 4 months and 10 days, that is iddatul wafat. So all enshrined in the Noble Quran. The details of it are mentioned in the Ahadith Mubarakah, that you can't be wearing new clothes, you can't be wearing, using jewelry, you can't be beautifying, adorning yourself, and so forth and so on. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, you will find all this type of hadith.
Listen to this one, Ustad. My husband got a taweez from his sheikh to put around my tie so I can fall pregnant. But I feel very not right after putting the taweez. Mufti Sab, I just feel so tired and I almost have the urge to be intimate with him. Does Mufti AK think it's the taweez that's make me like this? Please help me, Ustad.
You must take that taweez and burn it. Take that taweez and bury it. So remember that he gave you the wrong taweez. So you must remember this so that you won't be active with your wife. That with your husband, you will be inactive. Maybe he's timing you, the sheikh, you know. Today, some sheikhs, one eye is on the pocket, how much money they can get out of you, and the other eye is on his wife. You understand? Let me give them some fairy tale story, and the marriage will break, and the sheikh is like an ever-ready battery to get married. Oh, shaitani at this, you must remember. Put taweez here on the tie, and put this here, and all these things here. So just take all that, go and burn it, and bury it, and so forth. Read Quran, read Sunnah, read what is authentic. All these man-made things got no value in Islam. Remember this. You want to fall pregnant? Read Quranic du'as. Read the du'a of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, make me from the pious, grant me from the pious offspring and pious children. Read another dua of a Nabi, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, chapter 21, verse 89. Rabbi la tadharni farda. O Allah, don't leave me alone, Ya Allah. Wa anta khairul warithin. You are the best one to grant is. See Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, how he petitions, how he begs, but beseeches Allah Ta'ala. He wants a son. Not because he wants a son for his wealth or something. Nay, the mission and the message must continue. So he cries to Allah, open chapter 19, Surah Maryam, the chapter dedicated to Mary, right in the beginning. Inni wahana al-adhmu minni washta'ala ar-ra'su shayba. Ya Allah, my bones are gone brittle. Ya Allah, my hair is gone grayish and whitish. And I want you to bless me with a son. Give me a son, Ya Allah. So he cries. Chapter 3, verse 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Innaka sami'ud du'a. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me from your side such offspring that are pure and chaste. See, pure and chaste. And they must remain chaste, not park here, park here. They don't know where the entry is, they don't know where the exit is. So, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba, innaka sami'ud du'a. Say, Allah, you are the one who listens to the du'a. He is Zakariya alayhi salatu salam, his wife Alisha. Allah Jalla Wala blessed him with who? John the Baptist, for you non-Muslims, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam cried, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam cried, and Sayyida Sarah, the first wife, the old wife, gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. So that is what you must do. Not put taweez here and there and all that, the taweez will give us a child and all that. Take the taweez, burn it and bury it. End of the story.
Allahu Akbar.
And tell the Sheikh I said so.
Was that life policies allowed in Islam? Because people say we're living in a high-risk area. South Africa, Ustad.
So, high-risk area only started today. Go study other countries and see. So, you must remember Colombia, one of the drug capitals of the world. Go to Italy, Sicily, and go read about the mafia and so forth. When insan wants to do something, this human being, the haram, then they will look for some loophole. You know what Quran says? Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. Deep down he knows it's haram, not permissible. Walau alqa ma'adhira. But outwardly he will give some excuse, some justification. So I'm asking you two questions. You invested with ABC company life insurance. Every month you pay them 5,000, 10, 20, 50, 100,000 depending on your policy. Yen months a dwert, as another months a brewet. So now you die than others. So you paid for 1 year and you paid 1 million rand. Your payout is 10 million, 20 million. So the 10 million, the 9 million came from where it came? It came from gambling. It came from interest. All this is totally haram. So therefore, this kind of money will never bring barakah and blessing to the family. It just brings more and more turmoil to the family and more haram to the family. So in Islam, life insurance and so forth, totally haram and not permissible.
Somebody says, what's the latest in Turkey and who is behind it? Non-Muslims?
Remember, Turkey, you must remember that the Western forces are also behind it. If you know, 1923, there was a treaty signed that Turkey cannot do this, Turkey cannot do this, because the Khilafat-e Usmaniya, the Ottoman Empire, after 640 years plus minus approximately, had just collapsed and fallen down. And remember that they had Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, a murtad and Satan. Allah Ta'ala disgraced him in his last 2 years of his life. The worms and insects were emanating from his body. When he died like a dog, they couldn't even bury him in the land and sand. Go and see. They buried him in one box. The land would not accept his body. Remember this. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Almighty Allah is silent. So the West wanted that this Ottoman Empire, they're ruling half Europe, they're ruling Asia, ruling parts of Africa. They were not running a country. They were running continents. Remember that. Go read the life. Remember, this is the problem with the Ummah. Who scored the goal? Who scored the century? All that shaitaniyat you will know. Go read about Sulaiman al-Qanuni, son of Sulaiman the Magnificent. 48 years he ruled the Turkish, the Ottoman Empire. And go read about Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani, the second Abdul Hamid. He ruled for 33 years. So their rule was the longest in the Ottoman Empire. So anyway, all that happened. Now 2023, all their treaties, everything will fall away. Now they want that Erdogan must not be the ruler and the president. So they will have the enemies put bomb here, and bring about this, you know, the destabilize Turkey and so forth. And then they got the PKK, the Kurdistan and so forth, the Kurds who are with the West and so forth. So not that Erdogan is, you know, like a very pious person, but if you compare him with all these other characters we got in the Arab countries, Muslim countries, then he's much, much better compared to all these other shaitans we got there. 90% of them are not even Muslim. So that is what's really happening, because after 23, Turkey will become maybe a superpower for the Muslims. And that is what they want to avoid. Remember this. See Pakistan. So remember, because they got nuclear, they want Imran out. And now everything is a pity you don't understand Urdu. Now everything is coming out. How Nawaz Sharif and them, they planned that the journalists must be murdered. How they planned, you must remember, that Imran Khan must be assassinated. All this is coming out from their press in Pakistan. So with all the information and so forth. So that is what happens, that the West always wants their puppets there. So who can listen to them? Imran told them, go to hell, I don't listen to you. So then, first time in their life, they met such a Pakistani politician.
Subhanallah. Ustad, is it okay for a virgin girl to marry a divorcee, Ustad?
So remember, if she is happy, you're 18, 20, 22, 25 years old, you're a virgin and you want to marry a male who has he divorced his first wife or his wife passed away and you want to marry him, permissible, with a big condition. Your father, biological father, must give permission. If he don't give permission, so then you can't marry him, because your father is concerned that he divorced his first wife, second wife. And today, how many problems we know in the Muslim community, that today I know of men got married 8 times, 9 times, 10 times. You must remember that they just get married, tribal, use the lady, does that, and then divorce. Then they're after 3 months, 6 months get married to a Moroccan. Then they get tired, then they get married to a whitey, and they want to try all the races out. Then get married to a ching chong chicken, you understand, Chinese lady. All this, they want to try everything. So they just play fools, you know. So these kind of guys must be whipped and lashed, you must remember that. Mm. And I know of the woman got 7 husbands, 8 husbands. Don't mean one time now. One after the other, one husband died, another one divorced her, another one came, and this. So it, you are the one who's bringing all the calamity on yourself. And what is that? وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. See, sister, I don't know you. I'm giving you from a hadith. Jabir radiallahu an is the son. Abdullah radiallahu an is the father. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu passes away in Medina Munawwara. And Jabir radiallahu an has 7 sisters, 9 sisters, different, but he had several sisters. So he went to marry a lady who's a sayyiba, a matron, and not a virgin, right? So he didn't invite Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was things to get married and they don't worry like, you know, it's something quick. So then Nabi alayhi salam came to hear about, so who you married? Oh, Jabir. He said, I married this lady. So the master alayhi salam said, Allah tazawwaj tabikra. Why you didn't marry a virgin? Tula'ibuha wa tula'ibuk, and you should play with her, she should play with you, and so forth. Meaning, that is 100% desirable and better. He said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father, you know, he left one side trail of debts, other side I got my 7 sisters. So if I had get married to a young lady, they all will just play. I got married to someone a little bit elderly, so we'll take care of my sisters. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very good judgment, good thing you did. But what lesson we learn from here? It's best that both parties are virgin and they get married. So that is my advice to you, sister. I don't know you, but don't marry this person. Yeah, and more so, take the du'as of your parents and listen to what your parents say.
Listen to this message, Ustad. Mufti sir, please don't fight with us, but we need your help urgent. Our 2 sons has gone to the World Cup 2 days ago, and now they're missing. Their phones are switched off. They're not even staying at the hotel. Can Mufti Sab call someone in Qatar? They're so young, Mufti AK. Can we send our sons photos so you can advertise, please? I'm on the verge of a nervous breakdown when you start.
But you're the ones. You'll sponsor everything and this. And I just told you 40,000 prostitutes in Germany. So now your sons went. I'm not saying this happened, but the possibility is there. So when they went, they bursting what they are, you know, all their energy and all their masculine and whatever. They saw some dori, they saw some white and all this, yeah. So what happened? So they got involved with some woman, they just put a tablet inside, and then now they're lying there, so half drunk, half unconscious, passport missing, and money missing, everything missing, cell phone missing. I'm not saying this is what happened. I'm saying there's a great possibility of that. When I tell you something, you tell me you're talking nonsense. But now when it happens, I told that family, don't go America, they're still stuck. I told that family, don't go here, they're still, no. You don't come tell us what we must do. When the daughter gets an abortion and in a varsity because she's pregnant with a boyfriend, they say, no, you were right. Now when I told you, don't go, so now what can I do? I can't do anything. We can just make dua, Allah Ta'ala give us a diet. But I'm telling you, don't discount this possibility. The other day we got Q&A, that person say he paid, I don't know how many, 100,000 or whatever, for his tickets and everything. Yes. And that person say, we know nothing of the money you paid. So there's so many people there on the scam, you must remember. But you're glued to the TV, they just show you. You know how many undercover agents they are, and they will tell you we can. And the women, they masters in this. Quran says so. Inna kayda shaitani kana dha'ifa. The plotting, planning of shaitan is weak. And women, we don't say all women, but we'll say many. Inna kayda kunna adheem. And the plotting, planning of women is very, very big. So maybe that happened, I'm not saying. So what can we do? Just make dua, contact the South African embassy and tell them that your 2 sons went and now they lost in action. You understood? I don't know where they'll find them. Qatar is a small country. So inshallah, they can find them, inshallah. We hope and pray that they also learn their lesson and you also learn your lesson.
The sister says that my husband might be going tomorrow, Ustad, to get a ticket, of course, to go there and look for our children, Ustad.
Yes, go yourself, very good, and go and see. And don't go wait till end of World Cup. Come back, all of you. Say, no, Naim, yeah, let me sit here quietly and see. So haram upon haram upon haram. You must remember the woman there, they're prowling the streets. They're prowling the hotels. Every day, goal, you see. Quarter final, semi final, final, extra time. Let's try this one, try one. Oh, South Africa, very good. Come, 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 come. $500, $300. It's all an auction sale going on there. See, Black Friday. So there. So this is what happens. But you all don't believe me. You think I'm talking nonsense. But I give you statistics.
But my wife always gets upset and angry when I talk to other ladies. I don't have bad intentions. It's just out of necessity, Ustad.
Yeah, I know your necessity. That if the necessity is 1 minute, you speak for 5 minutes. Why? You say, no, I'm just tuning them up, you see. So this time, you know the car, it needs a tune-up sometimes. So you're just flirting with her. So what your wife is doing is 100% halal, right? That she called ghira. She got her self-esteem. She got self-respect. Just turn it the other way around. Your wife say, I'm speaking to this male and this male on a daily basis. My intention is very clean and it's just necessity. And you, what you will do? You will blow your gasket. You must remember that. So how come for yourself you try and justify it, and when your wife objects, then you get upset with her. What she's doing is 100% correct. You must take 1,000 rand tomorrow, or you go buy one nice big present for her. Oh my poppy, oh my darling, oh my honey, take this money, take this gift. Make sugar you got such a good wife, my brother.
Somebody says, Ustad, what's the latest on the Adhan verdict in Isipingo, Ustad?
So remember that we must still wait for that. I don't know how long it's taking. Good question. Actually, I forgot about it. I'll contact the lawyers tomorrow. And any lawyer who's there, please tell us what's happening, that you can inform all the listeners. Because they said the matter went to the appeal court day in Bloemfontein. Today, appeal court spoke about Zuma, you know. We just hope everything, no problems occur and all that. So the appeal court, we don't know what they said. I don't know, you must remember, because we're so busy with so many other issues. So if any sharpshoot lawyer, attorney, procureur, senior counsel, you got a first-class information, and if the verdict has been passed and so forth, kindly inform us. So, but to the best of my knowledge, I don't think anything has happened as yet. Maybe they're making istikhara, maybe. Allah knows best.
Someone wants to know, Ustad, that was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter's name Fatima or Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, Ustad?
Remember, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 3 sons and 4 daughters. The 3 sons, Abdullah. First son was Qasim, and then Abdullah. Abdullah is known as Tayyib and Tahir also. Like Sayyida Khadija, her title is Tahira also. So you should remember that. Then from Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had the son Ibrahim. So 3 sons, Qasim, Abdullah, and Ibrahim. 4 daughters, Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulsum, Fatima. When you're spelling Fatima in English, then F-A-T-H, not T-I-T-H-I. So you make a difference between Alif Ba Ta, Alif Ba Ta, and Toi, To. You understood? So therefore you spell it F-A-T-H-I-M-A. Her name Fatima. And remember, title Zahra, Z-A-H-R-A-A. Zahra is not a name, it's a title, it's a sifa, it's an adjective. The glittering one, the shining one. Her name Fatima. Fatima means to be protected, inshallah al-Aziz, for the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah from Jahannam and the Hellfire.
Somebody says, Ustad, that Mufti Sahib, I'm a Memon boy, 33 years old, looking for a Dini girl, but she must be poor and good looking. Remember the hadith, Ba, Ustad.
Ah, you're 33 years old, Baba. So now you're half in ruku already. Pachi ay nikah kariganna, pachi ay sajda me halivanna. So what you doing all this time here? And you say you want a Dini girl. Are you Dini, first of all? You see? And you say you want poor girl. That's good. You must remember my mother, father say, Ibo sari chokriya. Ibo sari chokriya. They used to tell me, get married here. I say, Ummi, Mummy, see that lady there. You're telling me I must marry her. Her 1 month churi, her 1 month bangle will finish 1 month, 2 months, 3 months wages of mine. You understand? So how can I marry her? If we work for a poor girl, then I'll get married. So then, alhamdulillah. So if your intention, see brother, Ba, you call me Ba, I call you Ba. Ba, you want proper advice? JC Niyat, Vesi Barkat. You must be honest that not you had a good time with 10, 20, 30 ladies and now you say, I want a pious wife and so forth. No, it don't work like that. You must be very clear on that. So you yourself, you must be pure and chaste. Then Allah will give you someone pure and chaste. Read every day 2 rakat salat. Read Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. And say, Ya Allah, give me the lady who is, remember, best for me and best for our family. Allah will open up many, many doors. I can't do anything for you because I don't know you. I don't know your family. Otherwise, there are many families. They got good, good girls. But we can't tell them because we don't know the family. And you know, things go right, they will tell you AK is a top guy. And things go wrong, then they will crucify us. You know how it is. People, remember, they're very emotional on this type of issues.
The Western murderers have killed millions all over the world. But now they want to act like angels and wear armbands promoting gay rights. They buried children in churches in Canada in the name of religion. Please comment, Ustad.
Remember what you're talking about that. You must remember, go and study Australia's history and see how many aborigines they killed. Go study New Zealand's history and go see how many Maoris they killed. I went to all these countries and interacted with these people. Go to America and go and see what they did with the Red Indians and what they did with the Negroes and so forth. That time they used to call them Negroes and so forth, the African there, the American. Who was running the slave trade? This Black Friday. What is the history of Black Friday? They used to put a price tag on the black slaves and the jutlas, they would sell them. This guy $1, this guy $5, this guy $2, this woman $10. She slept with 100 men and they're not slept, they made them sleep. So you must remember this. So like that, they treated them. And today they want to tell us about human rights and all this type of thing. Israel, how many 100,000 they incarcerated? How many thousand they murdered and killed already? In front of our eyes you can see all this happening. So when it comes to the white man, they mustn't come and talk too much. Remember this here. Yeah. Your Bush and Blair, if they're not war criminals, then what they are? Your Ariel Sharon and Bibi Netanyahu, if they're not war criminals, then what they are? So remember, we can run off the list right through. So remember this, the truth of the matter is non-white. Remember, Indian, Chinese, and Asian, and African, black, whatever. So you will be considered second class, always, by majority of them. I travel all these countries, and I saw how racist they are, and so forth, and so on. But therefore, we say we don't have that. But when you're wrong, we will tell you on your face you are wrong. We don't suffer from a complex and we'll never be apologetic with you. We are here to defend Islam and promote Islam without fear and favor.
9 o'clock, spot on. We're going to go, inshallah, for an interval. Don't go away, my wonderful listeners. We will be back, inshallah, after the Isha Azan.